It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We are starting Legion playoffs, folks. Can you believe it? The summer just flying by, and we've got playoff baseball for you tonight. The first round, District 7. We're in the Southeast Pod, they call it. I'll explain that in a little bit here on the Subway pregame show. But Prinsburg is here, the Prinsburg Orioles. And they're dressed like the Orioles. They're bright orange, just like the Baltimore Oriole uniforms. And they're out there taking infield right now. And they will take on Madison, the Madison Legion here. Madison comes in with the number 2 seed. Prinsburg, I believe they beat Bold to be playing Madison here. So that's their game. One of the two games in the Southeast Pod. The district is broken up into pods. Four teams to each pod. We're in the Southeast Pod. The other game tonight, been kind of a switch here. Granite Falls is playing McRae in Raymond as we speak. And they're the 3 and 6 seeds. In the Southwest Pod, we've got Bold at Montevideo tonight. And then Dawson, they are playing Redwood. Where's that game? It started at 6 o'clock. Is that in Raymond, I believe? I think so. And so that's the Southwest Pod. We'll talk about the Northwest and Northeast Pod while the game's going on here. But let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. And this American Legion baseball playoff game. First for the Prinsburg Orioles. Leading off is their pitcher, Wesley Fusi. Batting second, Jagger Ehrenholz. He'll be playing second base. Jake Versteeg will bat third and play shortstop for Prinsburg. Batting fourth and playing third base, Teddy Bonema. Batting fifth and playing center field, Carson Meyer. Batting sixth and playing right field, Riley Broberg. Batting seventh and playing first base, Preston Demolo. Batting eighth and catching, Jay Rimey. And batting ninth and playing left field, Dylan Meyer. And the Prinsburg Orioles are coached by Jordan Daugherty and Mason Demolo. And I believe they're 2-5 on the season. Madison Legion starting State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Kind of the usual starting lineup here for Coach Caden Fernals. Leading off will be Dylan Kiming. He'll be playing shortstop. Batting second and playing first and pitching it, actually, Davis Patzer. Batting third and playing first base, Brock Bjornheld. Batting fourth and playing third base, Gavin Meyer. Playing center field and batting fifth will be Brant Schomer. Batting sixth and catching, Landon Weber. Batting seventh and playing left field, Nolan Smith will bat eighth and play second base. And the designated hitter for Baxter Culliff, who will be out in right field, Grant Bierke will bat ninth for Madison. Madison, 5 wins and 2 losses on the summer so far. As we start the Legion playoffs here, the winners will play tomorrow at the higher seed. And I believe the first round here is single elimination, I believe. Right? I think so. And then it moves into double elimination after tomorrow. So that's what's happening here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Chad Kranz, Eric Bierke are working the concession stand. They got the brats and hamburgers on. and come on over to Madison and watch a pretty good game between Princeburg and Madison. Princeburg, of course, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays high school team, and they always have a good baseball program there and an outstanding basketball program. Their pitcher tonight will be Wesley Fusi. He's a right-hander, and he's just got tossing some balls here for warm-ups. And, you know, the State Legion Tournament is going to go fast. I mean, in a couple of weeks, we'll find out who's going to go to the State Legion Tournament in Division II. And the state this year is up in Ely. That's right, Ely, in the Canadian border there. And that state tournament will start August 1st and run second and third up in Ely. Last year, Sleepy Eye won the state championship in Legion Ball in Division II. All right, that's going to wrap up our Subway pregame show here from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We're going to take a couple-minute break here as they introduce the players and play the national anthem, and then we'll be back with the first pitch between Princeburg and Madison right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan's, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Madsen Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Madsen will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Madsen Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Madsen today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Madsen Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company. Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever. Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. National Anthem has been played. Bart Hill on the PA tonight. And he's done the introductions for both teams, Madison and Princeburg. And here we go. We were discussing, I mentioned there was a single elimination first round. That might not be the case. Looking at the brackets, looks like it's double elimination. Not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure it is. So we'll find out after the game. But on the mound for Madison right now is right-hander Davis Patzer. He graduated this past spring at Lacaparral Valley, and I think he's going to Ridgewater to play baseball. continue his education at Ridgewater College and play some baseball. All right, Madison in her baby blue uniforms. Beautiful evening. Wow, I love this kind of temperature, let me tell you. And dew point. And we'll get you up to date. Montevideo and the other games. Montevideo is taking on Bold. Dawson's playing Redwood Falls. And that's a 4 and 5 seed. That should be a good game. We'll try to get you up to date on the Dawson Legion game tonight. And then the other game is McRae in Granite Falls in Raymond. And here we go, the Prinsburg Orioles, bright orange uniforms. And stepping up to the plate is the pitcher for Prinsburg, Wesley Fusi. And here's your first pitch of the ball game by Davis Patzer, and it's inside for a ball. We got Adam Fosline behind the plate, the umpire. And he does a lot of ball games. Here's Patzer in his windup, and the pitch is, a strike. Ooh, one ball, one strike. I might have to umpire tonight. Pitch inside and low for a ball. Two balls and one strike to number 17, Wesley Fusi. And here's Davis Patzer in his windup, and the pitch. And it's down low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Aaron Holtz on deck for Prinsburg. Here's the pitch for Patzer, and that's a strike two. Now we got a full count. A battle going on here in the very first game. Full count pitch coming here to Fusi. And here it is. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Davis Patzer fields it easily. And throws over to first, and Brock Piernall almost tripped over his own feet and fell down, but he didn't. So one out. Kind of a strange play there. Brock's looking into the first base dugout with a big smile on his face. He caught the ball, and then he tripped himself and almost fell down. And the guys in the dugout are ribbing him pretty good. One out. Here's Aaron Holtz pops it up on the first pitch. Second baseman Nolan Smith back in shallow right field and hauls it in for out number two. Nice.
That brings up the shortstop, number
7, Jake. Nice job by the second baseman Nolan Smith. That was kind of a tough play. Smith going back, kind of got turned around, call up the right fielder coming in, shoulder to center fielder, and Nolan snacked it out of the air there. Here's Jake Versteeg, the shortstop for Prinsburg. Two outs now here in the top of the first. And the pitch is ball two. Nice job there by Smith, the second baseman. Making that catch, difficult catch, in shallow right field. There's a swing and foul back for strike one by number 7, Jake Versteeg. Madison is in the southeast pod. Looks like the District 7 is broken up into four different pods. A pod consisting of four teams. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pats are working quickly, and the pitch is, outside for a ball. I thought that was going to be a strike, and it's a full count to Versteeg. And the full count pitch with two outs. Ball four, a walk. So Prinsburg, the Prinsburg Orioles get their first base runner on. Number 3, Teddy Bonema, I think. Teddy Bonema, the third baseman, batting. And with Versteeg at first base and two outs. Now Pats are working from the stretch, and the pitch is a strike. Hit the outside corner. Well, you can't ask for better weather than this. The American flag out there not moving at all. Maybe a little bit. But the temperature is just perfect. And strike two. 0-2 count here to Bonema. With two outs and a runner on first. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and Patzer runs to the dugout with the third out.
For the Orioles, number
That was no runs, no hits, no errors by Madison, and Prinsburg leaves Versteeg at first base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. American Legion Baseball Playoffs. No score between Madison and Prinsburg. We'll be back in a minute or two.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have no score between Madison and Prinsburg in this southeast pot of the District 7 American Legion playoffs. And you want to stay in the winner's bracket, of course. I mentioned that. I preached that. Mentioned that a lot during the high school season when you're in playoffs. Baseball, softball, doesn't matter. You want to stay in the winner's bracket. It makes it that much easier. And so that's a key game to get off to a good start here. Madison, it'll be Dylan Koenig. And then Davis Patzer and Brock Burnell, the first three batters to face Wesley Fusi, tall right-hander for Prinsburg. And here's the first pitch to Koenig. And that's outside for a ball. To Dylan Patzer on deck. Should have mentioned, I failed to mention the coaches for Madison in the State Farm Insurance starting lineups, Caden Pearls and Blake Wushlager. There's a pop-up in the infield. The pitcher, Wesley, off the mound, and it, right in front of the mound, he makes the catch for the first out. Here's Davis Patzer. Davis has been playing well. Davis has plays a lot of baseball. I believe he's on the Rosen Express town team. And quite a few of these guys actually are in town team ball. Get a lot of baseball in, that's for sure. Here's first pitch, curveball in there for a strike to Davis. Behind the plate, Jay Rimey for Prinsburg. Preston Demlo at first, Arenal's at second, Versteeg at short, Bonema at third. Next pitch, fouled over the first base dugout. Had a great time was that last week. Chamber night at the ball field. Great crowd here. Mascot races. It was a lot of fun. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Patzer. And that's outside for a ball. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score if you're just tuning in to Q92. We're going to have a lot of baseball for you in the next 3-4 weeks here on Q92. We'll follow Junior American Legion Baseball. American Legion Baseball in Region 9C, I believe. There's a shot to left field, right to the left fielder, and making a catch is Dylan Meyer. That was a more of a line drive by Patzer than a pop-up to left field. That was a screamer to left field, and Meyer played it well. You know, sometimes them balls tend to tail when they're a line drive like that and hit hard. That was a hard hit ball by Patzer. But for an out, here's Brock Bjornhell. Brock's been swinging a hot bat this summer. Two outs now here in the bottom of the first. The Orioles from Prinsburg and Madison pitch outside to Bjornhell. Brock looking down to Coach Caden Fernals. Blake Wusslager coaching in the first base box. Actually, there's not a box. It's just grass. Sorry. And the pitch. Oh, I thought there was boxes there. They covered them up, huh? Okay. Two balls, one strike. Held. Fusi, the pitcher. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Chopper, shortstop for Stieg. No, the third baseman, Bonema, fields it, throws to first, and again, holding on is the first baseman, Demlo. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Pittsburgh Orioles. Nice job, 5-3 putout. Well, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Madison. We're going to go to the top of the second here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Madison nothing, Pittsburgh nothing, and American House. We'll be right back.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with Agri Partners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or Agri Partners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
We're back here in the top of the second. No score between Pittsburgh and Madison in American Legion Baseball. And the first pitch to Pittsburgh's Carson Meyer, passer hit him. And so the Orioles have a runner on first base here in the top of the second. And a swing and a miss by Riley Broberg, the right fielder. He's a left-handed batter. And Davis Patzer from the stretch now with a runner on first. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He swung at an inside ball for strike three. And that's the second strikeout for Patzer.
Here's up the first baseman, number 20, Preston Demlo.
And here's Preston Demlo, the first baseman, who did a nice job on that last out with the stretch and just held on to the ball. It was a little wide throw. And Demlo's a big kid. Looks like he's got some power here. No score, top of the second. We play seven innings. 1-0 count. The pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut by Preston Demlo. He was going to the top for the Tufty Auto Body building down there.
That was a very big lead.
Yep. And the pitch is swing and a miss for strike two. Another big cut. Carson Meyer over there at first base. Hanging close to first base. Not a really good lead. And the pitch. Oh, did he go around? And I think he did. He did. That's a strikeout number three for Patzer. Demlo wasn't quite sure if he should swing or not. And home plate umpire said, yep, you went around.
Okay, catcher number 11, Jack Wright.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Madison's Davis Patzer. And here's the number eight batter. Swing and a miss. Jay Rimey, the catcher. Or Jax? Or Jax. Yep, can't read my own writing here. Not Jay, it's Jax. That's an X. Oh, strike two called by umpire Foslin. It's an 0-2 count, two outs. Patzer, the pitch. Outside, throw it on the first. And the base runner, Meyer, gets back. You'll see Sir Landon Weber actually do that maybe a couple times a game. Landon, one of the better catchers around. 1-2 pitch. And that is ball two. 2-2 to Rimey. Try to get you some scores between Dawson and Redwood. 2-2 count. The pitch from Davis Batzer. Popped up. Center field. Schomer running over. Now the right fielder, Baxter Culliff, calls for it and catches it for the third out. So for Prinsburg in that first inning, no runs, no hits, no error, and they leave a base runner on first base. Madison will come to bat here in the bottom of the second. We have no score in this playoff game between Prinsburg and Madison. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. No score between Madison and the Prinsburg Orioles, they call themselves. I don't know, Madison has a nickname or not. And it's just post 158, maybe. Some teams have nicknames and Legion Ball, and some don't. Well, tomorrow, Junior American Legion Baseball playoffs begin. And there's a play-in game in Dawson at Nelson Field. Number 8 seed Dawson takes on the number 9 seed Madison. And then the winner of that game will get the number 1 seed Montevideo next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Actually, that game tomorrow in Dawson, there's been a time change. It's at 5:30 tomorrow at Nelson Field. And I believe that is a single elimination game tomorrow for Junior American Legion Baseball, that play-in game. All right, no score here in this Senior Legion game, playoff game. And Madison batting here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitcher, Wesley Fusey's first pitch here to Gavin Meyer is a strike. As Caden Fernholz wearing the number 10. Coach Bart Hill's retired number. Have they retired the number yet? No, they haven't, because Caden's wearing it. And the pitch is high. They should retire number 10. Hang it up here in the press box. But Caden's wearing number 10. I think that's why he chose 10, because Bart Hill wore it for many, many years. 1-1 pitch. Strike two to Gavin Meyer. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight for American Legion Baseball. Here in Madison, Wesley Fusey. One ball, two strikes to Gavin Meyer. The pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2 count. Brant Schomer waiting his turn on deck. Kind of a colorful scene here tonight with Madison's baby blue uniforms and Prinsburg's Oriole orange. Next pitch, ball three, 3-2 to Gavin. The field is in shape. I understand some rabbits are digging holes in the outfield, though. Not sure how to get rid of them. Ball four. You know what? That'd be a good question for Dwayne Hassett of Heather Nursery on the Garden Show next week. How do you get rid of rabbit holes in the yard? Good question for Dwayne. Here's Brant Schomer. Madison has their first base runner of the game here. And he's off. And here's the pitch. Here's the throw. Ooh, it's stuck to the catcher, Rimey's hand. And we got a stolen base for Gavin Meyer. He's on second base now. And Brant Schomer possibly has an RBI there. Teammate on second base. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the second and no score. Wesley Fusey. The pitch to Schomer. Outside for a ball. Caden Fernholz at third base. Blake Wischlager at first. At the plate, Brant Schomer. Fusey checks his runner at second. And the pitch, ground ball to second base. Aaron Holtz fields it. And he bobbles it. He's not going to make a throw. And staying at third base is Meyer. So we have an error there on the second baseman. Arenado's fielded it cleanly, and then he was trying to get the ball out of his glove to throw, and it fell out of his glove. So Madison with the runners on first and third, Meyer at third, Schomer at first. Here's the catcher, Landon Weber. And you can expect Schomer to be stealing here, I'm guessing anyway, as Fusi checks him out. And a throw over to first. And Schomer dives back in there and gets his uniform really dirty for his mom. And Didi really likes that a lot. Have to throw the whole uniform in the laundry there and get it clean. Weber at the plate. He's got runners on the corners. Schomer's off the pitch. Down low. Throw to third. And Meyer gets back. Quick throw by the catcher, Rimey. Down to third base to Bonema. But Meyer wasn't being fooled. He hung close to third base. So Madison with a threat here with nobody out in the bottom of second. No score. Runners on second and third for Madison. Landon Weber, one strike on him. Curveball swing and a miss. Boy, that was a nasty breaking ball thrown there by Wesley Fusi of Princeburg. 0-2 count to Weber. Tyler Earp on deck for Madison. And the pitch. Strike three called. Fastball. Yes, it was. Nice pitch there by Fusi. And here's probably the hottest batter in Legion ball right now, Tyler Earp. What do you have, five RBIs? The last game, and he had a couple, four or five the game before. So he's picked up like nine RBIs in a couple games for Tyler Earp, and he can pick up two more here at the plate as the sun is shining brightly right now. Out of the clouds. Here's the pitch to Tyler Earp. Gets away from the catcher a little bit. I think it was a ball. Tyler Earp. Boy, you know, when you're hot swinging the bat, it seems like the baseball looks like a beach ball coming in there. And he is hot right now. Let's see if he can continue that. 1-0 pitch, Fusi. With the pitch to Tyler Earp. Ground ball to the right side of the field. It's in there for a base hit. And rounding second is Schomer. He's going to try to score, and he does. And it's a two more RBIs for Tyler Earp. How about that? Out of the reach of the second baseman, Aaron Holtz, and it went out to right field. And good base running by Schomer. He scored from second base on kind of a shallow single to right. And Schomer scored, sliding in the home plate. So a two RBI single by Tyler Earp. How about, that's amazing what he's been doing this past week or two. Nolan Smith, he's swinging a hot bat too. There goes Earp, the throw from Rimey. Nobody covering the bag. Ball goes out to center field, and Earp's on his way to third base. Oh, my goodness. A really nice throw by the catcher from Princeburg, Jay Rimey, right over the bag, and nobody was there covering the bag. You got to give an error there, right?
Stolen base and an error going to third.
Okay, stolen base. Wow. We got a good view of that. Rimey threw, I mean, that was a really good throw by the Princeburg catcher. I mean, it was there. He could have thrown him out if there was somebody on covering second base. Nolan, yep, here he is, hits it up the middle, and the shortstop fields it, throws the first, and they get the out, and a run scores. That's an RBI for Smith. 6-3 put out for out number two, and scoring is Tyler Earp, and it's 3-0 Madison. I think Nolan had a triple last game, Nolan Smith. Here's the number nine batter, Grant Bierke, and timeout being called. Coach Daugherty going out to the mound to talk to his pitcher, who's not his fault, really. couple errors. It really put some runs across here for Madison. So, two RBI single by Tyler Earp, scoring Schomer and Meyer. And now an RBI by Nolan Smith, scoring Earp from third base. And it's a 3-0 score. And the number 9 batter, the designated hitter, Grant Bierke, talking with Cade Infernals as the visit on the mound. Oh, they're going to change pitchers, or are they changing pitchers? Or is he just warming up? Okay, yep, they did change pitchers, but we'll keep it right here. Jake Versteeg comes in from shortstop. And so, yeah, that was a quick pull there. And maybe Fusi goes to short, maybe? We'll find out. But I got a pitching change here. I'll tell you what, let's take a commercial break. You've got some warm-up pitches to do yet. Madison leading 3-0. And we'll take a break with this pitching change for Prinsburg, right? And we'll be back after this.
Is your home too hot in the summer or freezing in the winter? It's time for a change. At Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation in Canby, we specialize in spray foam insulation that keeps your home comfortable all year round. Save on energy bills, reduce noise, and protect your home from the elements. Whether it's your attic, walls, or basement, Josh has you covered with eco-friendly, high-performance insulation. Call 507-829-9054 today for a free estimate and feel the difference. That's Christensen Spray Foam in Canby. That phone number again, 507-829-9054. Or check them out on Facebook.
Pitching change. The shortstop comes in, Jake Versteeg. Madison leading 3-0. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the number 9 batter, Grant Bierke, is at the plate for Madison. First pitch from Jake Versteeg is a ball to Bierke. Fusi went to short. Next pitch, ball 2 to Grant. Then it'll be the top of the order for Madison. There's two outs here in the bottom of the second. And Versteeg, a right-hander's pitch. Ooh, it went off his bat. I don't think Grant wanted to. I think he wanted to get the bat out of the way, and the ball hit it. Or no, that was ball 3? Okay. Oh, I thought it hit his bat. Okay. Yep. 3-0 count then. My mistake. Next pitch is ball 4. 4 straight pitches for balls to Grant Bierke. And Madison has a base runner on, and Grant Bierke, and here's the top of the order, and Dylan Keimig. Keimig popped out to the pitcher in the first at-bat. Now Madison's going to get their bullpen going. It looks like. Throw over to first, and ooh, Grant barely got back. That was close there at first base. Versteeg throwing over to first, and Bierke just about got picked off. Here's Versteeg, the pitch. There goes Bierke, pitches inside to throw down in second, not in time. Stolen base for Grant Bierke. That was a ball to Keimig. Paul Ramel here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We are starting American Legion Baseball playoffs tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Keimig. And that's high for a ball. So Wesley Fusi, more than likely because of the pitch count, has been pulled here. And actually them runs were on a couple errors. There's a strike to Keimig. 2-1 to Dylan Keimig. Pats are waiting his turn on deck. 2 outs. Now the home plate umpire's asking the bullpen over there, guys, to not sure what, but Blake Wisslager went down there to visit with him. And here's a pop-up in the infield. The third baseman, Bonema, calling for it. He's fighting the sun. He drops the ball. He drops the ball. The sun was in his eyes. And we'll have to give an error there. And so, Kaimig on first base. That would have been the third out, an easy catch there, but just lost it in the sun. Bonema did. And now his Patzer, he pops it up in foul territory. The first baseman giving chase and hits the top of the first base dugout.
And those ball back to concession stand, please.
Top of the first base dugout for a strike. Jake Versteeg in relief. Here this bottom of the second inning. Madison with a 3-0 lead. They have runners on first and second and two outs. And the pitch high to Patzer. Davis flied out to left field. It wasn't really a fly out. It was a line drive to the left fielder, Meyer. Here's the pitch. And that's high for ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's Versteeg from the stretch. Checks his runners on first and second. And the pitch is a solid shot to center. The center fielder comes in and he makes the catch. Carson Meyer. Holy cow, what a catch by the center fielder from Prinsburg. Dropping, running in as hard as he could and made a fantastic catch off the bat of Patzer for the third out. Madison picks up three runs on three errors, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the third here in Madison. Madison has a 3-0 lead over Prinsburg. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Paul Ramo back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. American Legion Baseball playoffs tonight, folks. And Madison leads Prinsburg 3-0. Prinsburg batting in the top of the third inning. Davis Patzer, swing and a miss by number 18. The number 9 batter, Dylan Meyer. Carson Meyer, center fielder for Prinsburg, ended that in on a line drive again by Patzer. There's a strike. And a great, great catch there by the center fielder, Carson Meyer, to end that inning. And Patzer in his windup and the pitch. And that's low and inside for ball two. 2-2. Adam Fosline, the home plate umpire, he does a fantastic job. He puts his fingers up to let everybody know what the count is. Does it quickly. And I appreciate that. Broadcasting radio. Next pitch down low. Full count to the number 9 batter, Dylan Meyer. And then it's the top of the order for Prinsburg. First round of the North or Southeast Pod, they call it. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That's strikeout number 4 for Patzer. One out. Here's the top of the order. Shortstop Wesley Fusi. Batting. Defensively for Madison, you got Landon Weber behind the plate. Bjornheld at first. Nolan Smith playing second. Kime got short. Gavin Meyer at third. There's a strike from Patzer to Fusi. Out in the outfield, Tyler Earp in left. Brant Schomer in center. Baxter Cullough in right. Next pitch, fastball. One ball, one strike to Fusi. Davis worked quick. He doesn't really take time between pitches. Swing and a miss for strike two. That was a blazing fastball there. Thanks here to Wesley Fusi of Prinsburg, the Prinsburg Orioles. Here's the pitch from Patzer. There's a shot to center field, and that's going to drop in there. And that's your first hit of the ball game for Prinsburg. Solid hit to center.
And here's
Jagger Ehrenholz, the second baseman. Just a solid hit there by Fusi. Good swing. Got a nice. He has a nice swing, actually. And hit it right in front of Schomer, the center fielder. Let's see if he has some speed. He's got a good lead at first. Pitches high and away for a ball to Ehrenholz, who popped out to Nolan Smith. Nolan made that really nice catch off Ehrenholz's bat. And a ground ball to the right side. Nolan Smith's got to hurry. The second baseman fields it, throws the first, and they get him. 4-3 put out, and there's two outs. Fusi gets to second base. That ball was hit. Nolan was kind of running towards second, and then he had to change directions, and the ball was in the grass early, and so Nolan had to charge it fast from second base. And he fielded it cleanly in one motion, threw him out at first. Two outs. Here's Versteeg, the pitcher. And he swings early there and fouls it down the third base side. 3-0, Madison leading Prinsburg here in the top of the third inning. Davis Batzer checks his runner at second. That's Fusi. And the pitch is high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Madison scored all three runs in the second inning on three Prinsburg errors. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ooh, look out. Almost hit him. Versteeg had to get out of the way of that one. Did you watch the All-Star game the other night? Tie ball game. They decide by home runs. Oh, time called by the home plate umpire, or Versteeg. And now he's ready to go. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second has his lead. The pitch from Patzer. And that's outside for ball three. 3-1. Coach Caden Fernholz is going to call time, and he's going to make a pitching change. We've got a pitching change for Madison as Patzer tosses the ball to his coach. And we'll take a break. We'll see who's going to come in and pitch for Madison right after this. Madison leading 3-0.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
All right, a pitching change in mid-count. Versteeg has a 3-1 count on him. Coach Caden Fernholz pulls Patzer because of the pitch count. And he's putting a lefty, Matt Arndt, off the bench. And it looks like Patzer will go to center field, and the Schomer will go from center to right field. Baxter Culliff out. I think that's what's going to happen. Madison has a 3-0 lead here in this American Legion baseball playoff game. We are in the top of the third inning. And Matthew Arndt finishes up his warm-up pitches. And Princeburg has a runner on second base. He reached on a base hit. That was Fusi. And now for Stieg at the plate with 3-1. There is 2 outs. And Matthew Arndt is about ready to throw his first pitch. Yeah, you don't see a pitching change too often in mid-count. And I'm not sure why that happened, but here we go. Matthew Arndt, the pitch. Outside for 4. So, I'm assuming Patzer gets credit for that base runner then?
Yes.
Teddy Bonema is coming up the bat. He struck out in the first inning. So, Princeburg puts a tying run to the plate here in the top of the third. They're down 3-0. 2 outs. Runners on first and second. Bonema at the plate. Matthew Arndt's pitch is high and away for a ball. Here we go. Matthew Arndt checks his runners on first and second, and the pitch. Strike right down the middle. The number 3, Teddy Bonema, the third baseman. Madison trying to get that third out here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a ground ball hit the short. Patzer charges it, fields it cleanly, strong throw to first, and they get him. Nice play by Patzer to shortstop. So, for Princeburg, no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and they leave 2 on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Madison will be batting. They lead 3-0 in this Southeast Pod American Legion Baseball playoff game. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
We're back here in Madison. Madison leading 3-0 over Princeburg here in the bottom of the third inning. Madison scored 3 runs in the second inning, thanks to Tyler Ertz, 2 RBI single, and then an RBI by Nolan Smith. Got an update here. Got an update here in the American Legion Baseball playoffs. The Dawson Devil Dogs Senior Legion team, right now they're leading Redwood Falls in the top of the third, 3-1. And no score on Montevideo and Bold yet, but Dawson leading Redwood Falls. All right, here's the first pitch to Brock Bierenle. Pops it up high, major league pop-up left field, and Dylan Meyer makes the catch for the first out. Brock Bierenle held the batter. Correct me now, Dawson just scored another run. They lead 4-1 in the top of the third. I think that's a 4-5 seeds going at it there. All right, who's batting here for Madison? Looks like Gavin Meyer, the third baseman. He walked and came around the score on Earp's single in the second inning. Versteeg came in relief last inning, and here's a pitch that's popped up. It's that left fielder coming in, shortstop going back, left field. Oh, the shortstop's going to take it. And Pussy makes the catch for two outs. Not quite sure who was going to take that, the left fielder or the shortstop in left field. And at the last second, Pussy, the shortstop, made the catch. And there's two quick outs here in the bottom of the third. Here's Brian Schomer. The pitch is outside for a ball. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight, American Legion Baseball. We're going to have a lot of baseball in the next 3 or 4 weeks here on Q92. We're going to follow, of course, look out. Oh, did that hit him? Oh, no, ball three. We'll be broadcasting Senior Legion playoffs, Junior Legion playoffs, and then later on, Town Team playoffs, Region 9C. 2-0 pitch. And that's outside for ball three. To number 14, Brant Schomer. Brant reached on an error and came around the score on Earps. 2 RBI single in the second. Madison holding on to that 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. Usually hold off and don't swing on 3-0. And the pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Full count, 2 outs to Schomer. Nobody on base for Madison. They lead 3-0. Here comes the full count pitch from Versteeg. And he pops it up center field. Meyer going back to center fielder. And he makes another running catch. Holy cow, Princeburg center fielder's hot tonight. Another great catch there by Carson Meyer in deep right center field off the bat of Schomer. That's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Madison. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning here in Madison. Madison leading 3-0 over Princeburg. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs. Work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider who will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Nothing. Madison leading Princeburg in this Southeast Pod American Legion Baseball playoff game here in Madison tonight. Princeburg batting. Carson Meyer just made another fantastic catch in center field for the Orioles. He's at the plate. He takes the first pitch of strike. I'm going to give a shout out to my friends at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. They're tuned in and listening, and they got a big event tomorrow night, the band Broken Oak Band. Tomorrow at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota starts at 9 o'clock. Swing and a miss for strike two to Carson Meyer. So love eating at the City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. They do a fantastic job, Paul and Troy do. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice job there by Matthew Arndt. One out. So head on over there tomorrow night, Broken Oak Band in Mineota City Hall Bar and Grill. One out here in the top of the fourth, 3-0 Madison. Here's the left-handed batter, Riley Broberg. He hits an opposite field, but he pops it up. Pats it a shortstop in shallow left, makes the catch for out number two. Two outs. Preston Demlo, he struck out in the second inning. And two quick outs here for Matthew Arndt, who came in relief. And the pitch by our Matthew, and that's high. You know, as mentioned, City Hall Bar and Grill, a great place to eat and gather. You know, we're really blessed in our southwestern Minnesota. We got some fantastic places to go out and enjoy a meal or a few beverages, and it's just another great place. A lot of great restaurants and bars and around Madison, Camby, Montevideo, Mineota area. 3-0 count here to number 20, Preston Demlo. But you know what? We got county fairs coming up. And the next pitch to Demlo is outside for ball four. So Princeburg gets the base runner on. That's right. Next week, the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Camby starts on Thursday and runs till Saturday. Looking forward to that. Stop by the Q92 booth at all the fairs. Stop by, say hi, or you can register for prizes. And going to be a lot of fun. Always gain about 10, 20 pounds, though. I cover six county fairs. Oh, throw over to first. They got him leading. He's out! Matthew Arndt picked Demlo off at first base. You got to watch them left-handed pitchers. Make sure they commit to home. And Demlo was leading towards second, and Arndt threw over there and picked him off. For Princeburg, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We will go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Madison. Madison leading 3-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
We're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. The sun is starting to set, and it's starting to get the shadows on the right side of the field here. Madison leading 3-0. This is a playoff game, and it's Landon Weber, Earp, and Smith, the first three batters. Here to face number 7 in relief is Jake Versteeg. And Landon Weber batting, pitches outside for him. I wouldn't want to be on the left side of the field right now with shortstop, third baseman, or the left fielder because the sun is really bad. It's just glaring right in your eyes. Pitch outside to Landon Weber. Where's number 8? Tyler Earp on deck. Tyler is on a tear, let me tell you. We'll talk about that when he comes up to the plate here. There's a strike on 3-0 to Landon Weber. Once again, just to recap, Madison scored all three of their runs in the second inning on 3 Princeburg errors. But the big hits came from Tyler Earp and Nolan Smith to score runs. Next pitch, there's ball 4, so the leadoff batter has walked in Landon Weber.
Raise up the left fielder, number 10, Tyler Earp.
And here's Tyler Earp. Bart Hill, the PA announcer, act like he burped. Tyler burped. Tyler Earp. Oh, we're going to have a courtesy runner. And is it Lilliard?
And the runner at first base, number 7,
Malcolm Lilliard. Yep, Malcolm Lilliard is a courtesy run for the catcher, Weber. So Tyler Earp Two games ago, he had four RBIs. Last game, he had five RBIs. He has two RBIs tonight. Throw over to first by Versteeg, and Lilliard gets back. So Tyler is absolutely on a tear at the plate. He's got a different colored bat, like a baby blue bat, I think. That might be it. Next pitch down low. Caden Fernals at flashing the signs over there. Lilliard has his lead at first base. And Versteeg, the pitch is a strike to Tyler. Beautiful evening, Thursday evening here in Madison for baseball. Madison Mallards down to Mineota Mudhens here. Oh, throw over to first, and Lilliard gets back. At a Lando Ducks League game here last night, the Mineota Mudhens were here. What was the final score? 7-4? 7-4. Madison kind of upset the Mineota. Mineota had, what, seven, eight wins or something like that. So in the Lando Ducks League, there's a shot. Oh, it's a foul ball by Earp. Really good game between the Mallards and the Mudhens last night. And we'll have the covering Region 9C baseball playoffs here on Q92 when they start in a week or two. One ball, two strikes to Tyler. Versteeg's pitch, and he laces it down the left field line, and it's foul. And Tyler got a round on that one. Wow. One ball, two strikes to Tyler. There is nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Madison with a 3-0 lead, and Lilliard's at first base. Throw over to first. Boy, Versteeg, Grinsberg's pitcher, has a really nice move, a quick move, to first base. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Tyler. Pops it up, foul territory. The catcher, Rimey, chasing up against the fence. I had a pantry burrito at noon hour, and burping that up a little bit. So apologize if I threw a burp in there at the plate. One ball, two strikes, and he laces it. Well hit, way back left field. The left fielder can't get there. Goes into the corner for Tyler Earp. Lilliard's on his way to third base, and he's safe. Tyler Earp with a double down the left field line. Lilliard runs from first to third. Nobody out. What did I say about Tyler Earp? This is amazing what he's been doing at the plate the last three, four games. Unbelievable. So nobody out. Here's Nolan Smith. Nolan had a triple last game, and he's picked up an RBI here. So runners on second and third for Madison. And nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Tyler Earp laced it down the left field line, went in the corner. Dylan Meyer, the left fielder, giving chase there, right by the foul pole out there in left field. Nolan Smith at the plate. Left-handed batter, and here's the pitch. Inside, nice stop by the catcher, Rimey, for Prinsburg. Wow. Just can't get over what Tyler's doing at the plate. Lilliard at third base. 1-1 count to Nolan. The pitch from Versteeg swung on and fouled back for strike two. All Prinsburg wants is an out. They have nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Versteeg is from the stretch. They're not holding the runners on second and third. Boy, Tyler Earp's almost standing next to the shortstop. Here's the pitch. Gets by the catcher. Lilliard's going to try to score, and he does. And it's 4-0. And a pass ball there. Lilliard scores. Earp goes to third base, and Nolan Smith has a 2-2 count. Now, the pitch from Versteeg came in, and then it got by the catcher, Rimey, and went all the way back to the backstop. Lillier scored easily. 2-2 pitch. And he laces it to center field. This might drop in there, and it does. And scoring is Tyler Earp, and another RBI for Nolan Smith. Solid hit to center field, and Tyler Earp scores, and it is 5-0 Madison. Boy, I tell you what, the bottom of the order for Madison wreaking havoc here against Princeburg. Here's the number 9 batter, Grant Bierke. And the pitch to Bierke is ball and a throw down to first from the catcher. And Smith gets back. Is that Nolan on first base? Yeah. 5-0 the score. Madison leading here in the bottom fourth. There goes the runner, Smith, and throw down to second. And Nolan Smith has himself a stolen base. And a runner in scoring position for Grant Bierke, the designated hitter. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth for Madison. 2-0 count to Grant. He pops it up in the infield. The pitcher Versteeg off the mound towards the first base side. He'll make first out of the game, of the inning. So Bierke pops up to the pitcher. Versteeg. Now we're going to go to the top of the order and Dylan Keimig. Dylan's popped out to the pitcher, and he reached on an error in his two at-bats. Get you up to date on some scores in the other Legion games. Looks like the Dawson Legion team in their playoff game, they're up 6-1 on Redwood Falls right now. That's the 4 and 5 seeds. Here's a pitch, ground ball, hit the third, and it's bobbled and dropped by the third baseman, Bonema. And we'll have to give an error there to the third baseman. And now Madison has runners on first and second. Smith at second base. And Keimig reaching on error there is on first. Here's Davis Patzer. Davis has hit the ball hard, both at bats, and they're line drive outs. So first bat to the left field, second bat to the center fielder. Not pop-ups, line drives, deep line drives. And he was going for that one, but he missed for a strike. Ooh, and the catcher, Rimey, is he's hurting. And he got hit. And he's got to walk it off. And now the home plate umpire goes out to the mound. What's going on here? Oh. Okay. The catcher, Rimey, has to recover here. And, you know, everyone's laughing, but Rimey's not laughing. Let's put it that way. All right, runners on first and second for Madison. They lead 5-0 right now. And there's one out, and batting is Davis Patzer. Pitch is down low for a ball. Davis Patzer, as I mentioned, flied out twice, lined out twice to the outfield. We've got Nolan Smith at second base, Keimig at first. The pitch. It's way high for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike to Patzer. A walk here will load him up for Brock Bjornheld. 3-1 pitch coming from Versteeg. And that's a curveball in there for strike two. Full count. Here to Davis Patzer with one out in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Outside, gets away from the catcher. And Patzer's going to first base, and we've got bases loaded for Madison. Base is loaded. And here's Brock Burnell batting in number four spot. Looks down to Coach Cade Fernals. And Nolan Smith at third base. Kymig at second. Pats are at first. There's one out. Madison leading 5-0. Versteeg pitch to Brock. Ground ball off the third baseman's glove. That's going to score one. Might score two. Here comes Tyler Earp to plate safe at home plate. Two runs are in. 7-0 Madison. That's a hard hit. Yeah, I would. What do you think? Should give an air? The third baseman, Bonema, it was a screamer to third base. He tried to one-hand it, and it glanced off his glove. I think we'll have to give an error there.
Not bad. Third baseman, number one.
And two runs are in. 7-0, Madison. Got Pats are at third base, right? Yep, Pats are at third base. Burnell goes down to second on the air. Good base run in there by Kymig. And the pitch is a high fly ball. Center field. Carson Meyer underneath of it makes the catch. And tagging up is Patzer, and he's going to score easy. And safe at second. So a sack fly there by, that was Gavin Meyer, right? Gavin Meyer picks up an RBI and two outs. Taking up from third was Passer on the fly ball to center by Gavin Meyer.
They gave him a single on BNJ.
Oh, they did. Okay, they gave him a single. All right, we'll give him a hit. Oh, Burnell, we're going to give Burnell the hit on that. And the pitch is here to number four, Schomer. 14, Schomer fouls it off. I'm trying to get caught up here. So much action right now. Hard to keep up in the scoreboard and keep it right. But he did take that air off the board and give a base hit to Brock Bjornheld. And the pitch outside gets away from the catcher. And Bjornheld's going to go to third base. 8-0 is your score. Five runs in here in the fourth inning for Madison. And Schomer at the plate. Versteeg trying to get this last out here. Pitches inside, gets away from the catcher. Here comes Burnell in to score. It's 9-0. 9-0, Madison. And the wheels have kind of fallen off here for Prinsburg in the fourth inning. Now 6 runs scored. And Schomer has 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody on the base now. For Madison. Versteeg, the pitch. And that's a strike. Oh, ball. 3 balls, 1 strike to Schomer. Schomer gets on. Madison will bat around here this inning. Next pitch outside for ball 4. So now, Madison has batted around in the batting order. And here's Landon Weber, the catcher. He's got to take his catching gear off. And he reached, he walked this inning, he walked, and came around to score on a wild pitch. And 10-run rule in effect here, but Madison leads 9-0. They have a runner on first. Landon Weber throw over the first. And getting back was Schomer. We'll have another game for you tomorrow. Not quite sure yet. We'll see what happens after all the games tonight. There goes the runner, Schomer. Pitch inside. There's not going to be a throw. So now the 10th run of the game is at second base. And Landon Weber possibly could have an RBI here for Madison. They've already scored 6 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch swung on and missed for strike 1 by Landon. Paul Ramo here in Madison tonight on this Thursday evening. Gorgeous night to watch baseball. No mosquitoes here in the press box. Versteeg will throw to second, a set play. Ooh, and Schomer gets back, making his uniform more dirty than it was before because he's been sliding in the bases quite a bit. But he would represent the 10th run here if Weber can hit him in with two outs. And the pitch is low, gets by the catcher, and now going to third base is Schomer. And Weber, two balls, one strike to Landon. Base hit will score Schomer. And Versteeg desperately wants to get this last out. Two outs. And there's a ground ball, left field, base hit, 10-0, Madison. Schomer scores. Weber with an RBI single to left field. And it's going to bring up Tyler Earp again. Tyler Earp. Malcolm Lilliard back out there, courtesy runner for Weber. Two outs, long inning here. Swing and a miss. A little off-speed pitch there by Versteeg. Tyler was ahead of that one. Two RBIs in the second inning for Earp. One strike to Tyler. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and the catcher can't catch the ball, and Lilliard gets to second base. 1-1 count now to Tyler Earp. American Legion baseball playoffs tonight here in Madison as the sun is starting to set. 10-0 Madison here in the bottom of the fourth. Versteeg in relief a few innings ago for Fusi, the pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 to Earp. He's 2-for-2 today. Two balls, one strike to Tyler. Here's the pitch, and a curveball missed. For ball three to Earp, and Versteeg's showing a little frustration out there right now. Can't seem to get this last out. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Look out, it hits him. It's batsman. Tyler is hit. He'll go down to first base. And that's going to bring up Nolan Smith. Nolan got a base hit. Well, this inning, Madison has batted around. This is their 10th, 11th batter. And this will be number 12. 12 batters this inning for Madison. And Nolan rips it to right field. Base hit. Lilliard around third. He's going to be sent home. And here's the play to the plate. It's close, and he's safe. Lilliard scores from second. RBI by Nolan Smith. Nolan's got three RBIs, one in the first, and, well, he's batted around here in the fourth.
Number 24, Brett Pierce.
And Tyler Earp is on third base. He goes from first to third. It's 11-0. And here's Grant Bierke. 11-0, Madison. Runners on the corners. Boy, a lot of things happen with two outs, don't they? And as Bierke rips one foul down the third baseline. Well, we had a really good game going on here until this last bottom of the fourth, and Madison has put up 8 runs. And Prinsburg just can't seem to get that last out. There's strike 2 called to Grant Bierke. 0-2 pitch. Jake Versteeg came in relief of Wesley Fusi a couple innings ago, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the bleeding has stopped Prinsburg. That was your third out. Well, I'll figure out the stats here while we play a commercial break. But the 10-run rule is in effect. Prinsburg coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be back with Madison leading.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Well, here we go, folks. 10-run rule in effect here. Madison leading Prinsburg 11-0. They exploded for 8 runs on 5 hits. Just one Prinsburg error in that last inning. And so, Matthew Arndt in his second inning of relief to face number 11. The 8-9-1 batters for Prinsburg, the catcher Jake Rimey. And the pitch was a strike. Fastball by Matthew. Well, Dawson was leading Redwood Falls 7-1. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And 7-3, excuse me. Dawson leading Redwood Falls 7-3 right now. Yep, let me give you a second here. It's it's got the fourth inning. I think they're more than that. It's Cam Sather's pitching for Dawson right now. There's a swing and a miss. Oh, he got a piece of it, I think. Oh, the home plate. What happened?
It's a foul ball. It's stuck in his
glove. A foul ball by Rimey for the third out, but catcher Landon Weber. He trapped it with his legs, I think. That's what Bart and I think. Now the base umpire is talking to the home plate umpire. What's the rule on that?
Well, if it doesn't hit the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weber
is holding the baseball in his glove, and he's just standing there tagging Rimey.
It hit his body first.
Okay, so it hit his body first, so he didn't catch it with his glove.
That's the rule. Yep.
Okay, what happened after the pitch, Rimey swung at it, and Weber didn't catch it. He actually, the glove probably trapped it between his legs, but it hit his body first, not the glove. So that's the rule. Ooh, we got a quick update here at Dawson. Now it's 7-6. Dawson leading Redwood Falls. So Redwood Falls coming back here on Dawson. And bottom of the fourth inning, game changer says. But here in Madison, it's 11-0. Madison, a 10-run rule in effect here in the top of the field, or 3-2 count to number 11, Jay Rimey. 3-2 count. Arndt in his windup, then the pitch out. Oh, he called strike three. Whoa. Strikeout, one out. And it brings up the number 9 batter, Dylan Meyer, the left fielder. He struck out and is only at bat in the game. One out, Madison two outs away from a playoff win here. You'll want to stay in the winner's bracket. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon player of the game. Popped up, foul out of play.
All over.
0-2 count here to Meyer, and then it's the top of the order in Fusi. Here's the pitch, and that's high. One ball, two strikes to Dylan Meyer. believe Prinsburg is 2-5 on the season. Madison 5-2, looking to go 6-2. And a pitch out way outside by Matthew. I love watching Matthew Arndt play basketball. He is a great three-point shooter. And pitch outside for ball three. Number 9 batter, Dylan Meyer, full count, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Matthew Arndt. And it's the top of the order in Wesley Fusi. Madison, one out away from a victory. Leading 11-0, they scored three runs in the second, eight in the fourth. Here's the windup in the pitch, and that's a strike. One pitch. And a curveball in there for strike two. One pitch away. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Popped up right center field. This is Schomer, I think, and he'll make the catch for the third out. And that will be your ball game, folks. Madison wins it in five innings, 11-0 over the Prinsburg Orioles. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a
health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help. We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Here's your final score. Madison defeats Prinsburg 11-0 in five innings. Lions scores read Madison 11 runs on six hits. No errors and a four on base. Prinsburg, no runs on one hit. That was a combined hit, one hitter by Davis Patzer and Matthew Arndt. Prinsburg left four on base, and they had four errors in the game. They scored three runs in the second, and then Madison scored three runs in the second and exploded for eight in the fourth. And our Neon Needles Subway player of the game goes to Nolan Smith. Nolan's 3-for-3 with an RBI, Nolan, at each play at bat. What's going on? You and Tyler Earp. Tyler Earp joins us too here. Tyler, you're on a tear. What's going on?
Oh, you know, the bat's just going on. That's all.
Does it look like a beach volleyball coming in here, the baseball?
Yeah, it feels like it right now.
Yeah. Nolan, talk about your three with your RBIs.
I mean, all you can ask for is a barrel, and that's about it, and hope the ball finds some grass, and then see what you can do with it.
Okay. Tyler, you had two RBIs. You had the big hit there in the second inning. Talk about that at bat.
Yeah, it just felt nice. I was just trying to wait for the curveball. I knew he was going to throw it, and all he did. So it just felt great off the bat and drove some runs in.
Okay, a couple of games ago, I think you had four RBIs, and you had five RBIs the last game. Now you got two.
Yep.
That's amazing. What's going on with the big smile on your face? Nolan, what's going on with this guy?
He's finding himself in some big spots and contribute to the team.
Yeah, and you guys are in the bottom of the order, and you're tearing it up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's how you're going to win, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Talk about the pitching tonight.
Oh, it was great. Absolutely great by both of them. And they both Davis had 45, I think, and Matt had 30. So
pitches?
Amazing.
Okay.
Great pitching performance.
Yeah, now you play tomorrow night and Saturday and possibly Sunday?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have a pitching staff to do that,
don't you?
And
we got it. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations on a great game and a big win for you guys. I'll let you go celebrate with your family and stuff. So thanks, guys, for coming up.
Yep, bye.
Tyler Earp, Nolan Smith, and 11-0 win for Madison over Prinsburg. And Madison will play. Let's see when they play next tomorrow. Well, they'll play back here at home. How about that? They'll either play Granite Falls or McRae. And I don't have a score on that game yet. And I believe the game will start at 7 o'clock. The other pod, Southwest pod, Dawson Boyd, leading Redwood Falls. It's a close one, 7-6. The Dawson Devil Dogs are leading 7-6 with Redwood Falls at the plate there in the bottom of the fifth. They're the higher seed. Don't have a score on Montevideo or Bold as well. But we got to talk Junior American Legion baseball tomorrow. In a playoff game, Dawson will play Madison. Dawson's the 8th seed. Madison's the 9th seed. And I believe that's a single elimination game. And that's played at Nelson Field. That's a time change on that. The bracket is wrong. It's going to start at 5:30 in Dawson tomorrow night. So, yeah, big win here for Madison. 11-0 over Princeburg. And I'm not quite sure what game I'm going to be doing tomorrow night. I'll either be here or in Montevideo or in Dawson, one of those three places. And we'll see after all the games are done where we're going to be, because we're going to have a lot of baseball playoffs coming up here on Q92 in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Just going through some quick stats here. Tyler Earp had 2 RBIs. Nolan Smith, 3 RBIs. Gavin Meyer had an RBI in the game as well. And a great job by Patzer and Matthew Arndt with a combined one-hitter tonight. And that'll wrap things up here on the Neon Needles post-game show. I should mention our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. I'm going to give it to the center fielder for Princeburg. Carson Meyer, he made 2 fantastic catches out there in center field tonight. And that's our Ag Plus cooperative plays of the game. Once again, your final score, Madison 11, Princeburg nothing. And we'll see you tomorrow night somewhere. And thanks to Phil Werpy back at the studio for working the board and all our fine sponsors here on Q92. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Supplies, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.